This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. A report by the Restaurant Opportunity Centers in 2014 found that 37% of all sexual harassment complaints filed with the EEOC came from the restaurant industry, which employs just 7% of American women. According to the National Restaurant Association, 1 in 3 American women get their first job in a restaurant, and more than 60% of women worked in a restaurant at some time in their lives. Scientific evidence supports the idea that acts of generosity can be beneficial when we volunteer and give back regularly, and not just after a natural disaster. Volunteering is linked to health benefits like lower blood pressure and decreased mortality rates. 295 million people in China have registered for a meal delivery service, 40% more than at the end of last year. Each day, about 65 million food containers are discarded, raising environmental concerns. A large analysis of 41 American studies came up with an estimate of $22,500 per year in lost personal and team productivity for every employee who has been sexually harassed. American workers are now less likely to move home to find new work. Fewer than 12% moved home last year, down from 20% in the 1950s. For younger workers, such movement has dropped from 25% to 20%. The National Employment Law Project graded the licensing laws of 39 states, finding Minnesota is the least punitive, and 28 states with minimal or unsatisfactory laws for employment of former felons. Run for Something is trying to recruit young, progressive Democratic candidates to run for local offices in 2018. Their goal is to get 50,000 applicants. They will provide 15% of the cost of the campaign. Similar efforts are called Flippable and Arena. According to Wall Street Journal NBC poll, President Trump's job rating stands at 38%, according to the poll, though his handling of the economy is at 42% approval. There have now been reports of sexual misconduct in state capitals in Illinois, Iowa, Nevada, Oklahoma, Oregon, and Rhode Island, among others, though the situation in California, the nation's most populous state, appears particularly dire. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.